Bob, how are you?
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good this morning.
All right, nice. Very good. And so are the Penguins in this winning streak continuing. And it's not so much the streak that's impressive, but it's how they're doing it as well. What have you been most impressed by?
Well, I think what Joe Vitale said. I mean, you know, everybody's chipping in a little bit here. Great to see. It was a really good game for the fourth line yesterday, despite even You know, put the goal aside. I thought they've been playing hard the last couple of games, been turning the table for the Penguins when need be. And that's what you have to have, especially when you have a guy like Malkin out of the lineup. Obviously, a week or two ago, guys, we were talking about the defense and how we were going to shore it down a little bit, cut down on the chances. And sometimes when you lose a star like Malkin, that's what you do. You tend to tighten up defensively. The Penguins have done that in their own zone, and not just defensively in the 5-on-5 situation. Their penalty kill has been unbelievable, the way they're pressuring now. And been waiting for that for a couple of months, to be honest with you. And finally, they've decided to go all offense with their penalty kill.
And, Bob, what about the 5D that did play yesterday after Chris Letang went down? I mean, Brooks Orpik with 6 blocks and Paul Martin with a ton of ice time. Talk about how well those guys played without Letang for 2 whole periods.
Yeah, Paul, they did play well. I mean, in practice, they encourage the guys to work with different defensive pairings, so, you know, just in case something like this happens, so they can mix and match a little bit. And, you know, you certainly hope Chris Letang isn't out for an extended period of time. You don't want this to cost him an Norris Trophy, but, you know, somebody said, the rumor is it could be a reoccurrence of an old injury, maybe a hip flexor or a groin, maybe just something that tired on him. He plays so many minutes, but yeah, you talk about minutes that the other guys have been able to log, and with Eaton coming back, how he's been able to, you know, kind of give you that mindset of defense first, and that never hurts. And he's been, you know, he's been great in that kind of role. For a team like the Penguins that's so offensive and wants to get to the offensive zone, it is nice to know you have the back covered, kind of covered a little bit. It's not bare. So I think everybody's done a great job there defensively in and around the goaltenders. And Thomas Facoon, he hasn't had to make 2-3 saves, which is a good thing.
Now, Bob, if the Letang injury is even a short-term injury, even for a game or two or three, you would assume that Dupre would be the guy. He's been kind of in and out of the lineup. You would assume that Dupre would be the guy that would step in for Letang. Could having to take Letang's spot, could that kind of spur Dupre to playing close to his ability?
I think he's played. From what we've seen here, Jim, I know you're down in Florida a bit.
No, he's back now, and he's in for the long haul. We got him.
But I'll tell you, he's been unbelievable, Simone Dupre. You know, I don't think when you say be able to play close to his own ability, he's been playing there. You know, he's been playing really good hockey for the Penguins. So him not being in and out of the lineup a few times, it doesn't really have anything to do with his play, just maybe more with his age, to be honest with you. So, you know, he gets a good chance here now to, again, hopefully not too long, but to display his talents. I think he's been fantastic. He's been part of this 9-game run for the Pittsburgh Penguins, a big part of it, in my opinion. And I love everything I see from this young guy. And a guy that maybe they weren't sure if he was even going to play here this year, he's earned himself. I mean, he would have been down in the minors long ago if he couldn't play, trust me.
Talking to Bob Arey on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, is Sid as good as he was prior to his first concussion?
I'm trying to find a reason to say no, but I can't find that reason. I mean, he's incredible. I mean, I think the guys around him are better, to be honest with you. I don't know if that's because of Sid or because of just the guys around him are better. I'm just trying to put it all together. It's tough for me to say, but I think the way the line is working is incredible. I mean, Sid scored a lot. I think he scored a few more goals on the power play, guys, when he was through that streak. He's not scoring a lot of goals on the power play, you know, but he's making a lot more plays, better plays, not giving the puck away as much as he used to. His blind passes now aren't going to the other team. They're going to our team. I mean, they're cashing in for big-time goals. I mean, you know, everything seems to be working for him. He scored a few deflection goals on that power play down around the net when he was on the 25-gamer, but that was more because Malkin was on the half wall and he had to get into those positions to score those goals around the net. Now he is more the half wall guy, setting up more the playmaking guy, although he is taking the shots too. The way he split the defense yesterday, you know, we get to see that every game. And, you know, when it's on the big screen there across the country, they get to see his talents on display. But, you know, we get to see that every game, guys. It's a real treat. It's a real treat to be able to sit there and say, you know, you've called most every game that Crosby's done and watched him, the ups and downs of his career. And, yeah, I think he's probably at the same level he was a couple of years ago.
Bob, any concern to get obsessed with the streak? Does the streak matter, and should they, you know, try to continue it based to keep the streak alive, or is that dangerous?
That's always a good question. I think you just play. You try to get better. You try not to worry about the streak. You know, you saw what happened to the Blackhawks, and, you know, they lost a couple of games, and that's fine. You run out of gas sometime, but the Blackhawks, you know, came back with an 8-1 performance on the weekend, so they're a good team. I guess this tells you right now is they're a real good hockey team. The question is, you know, you want to just keep working on what you've been doing successfully. You don't want to let down your guard. You want to stay healthy. I think that's first and foremost. You know, this team's going to the playoffs. You know, this team, to me, has got more guns than any team in the Eastern Conference. They just played the Bruins, who to me were the best team defensively coming into the, you know, kind of the back-to-back series here. You know, we have played in Pittsburgh, so we'll see what happens. But, everybody's probably talking Pittsburgh, Chicago right now. Who knows? I mean, it could be a fantastic final. But there's a lot of good teams out there, and there's a lot of things you guys know. I mean, this journey to the Stanley Cup is a crazy thing. It takes so many turns along the way. I think you just enjoy what you got now, and you just put things in the back of your brain and all the good things, the positive reinforcement, and you just keep trying to get better.